FFA shows and exhibits, livestock shows and sales, mutton busting, PRCA rodeo, pig racing, carnival midway, market goat show, lab show, great entertainment, exhibits, fair food, and more. Open Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. The Clark County Fair and Rodeo, April 9th through the 13th. Learn more at ccfair.com. At Clean Again Household Services, we do professional cleaning services for houses, condos, apartments, etc. by the hour, weekly, bi-weekly, monthly, and move-ins and move-outs. We safely provide mostly natural and ecological products and make sure that everything is sanitized. Contact Saul Juarez at Clean Again Household Services, 702-503-8361. Mention KSHB Radio when booking an appointment at 702-503-8361. Electric Playhouse is an immersive and interactive family entertainment destination located right on the strip in the historic Forum Shops at Caesars. Experience electrifying fun for all ages at Electric Playhouse. Dive into a world of interactive, motion-based games, engaging activities and events. Whether it's for birthday parties or just a day out, our venue offers something for everyone. Electric Playhouse, 3500 Las Vegas Boulevard South in the Forum Shops. Visit electricplayhouse.com.
We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day, plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service, 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your South of the Border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career.
I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to T2T.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Yeah, righty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. As you know, we come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard in Las Vegas and the South Point Studios streaming network at YouTube. We welcome you to the show and all of you listening to us over our anchor radio station here in Las Vegas as well. At Sports Talk, 1400 AM, 107.1 FM, and of course, all of our websites, racedaylasvegas.com.vegas.world.global. iPhone, Android, and Google with the apps, the KSHP app. Of course, you can listen to us through the radio station, the YouTube app, through the YouTube position as well. And of course, anywhere you get your podcasting. I always say this at the top of the show because each and every one of you that listen through all of those platforms that we have deserve a good morning and a hello. So welcome to you all and good morning on this Saturday morning. 21 days, there it is, 21 days to the Kentucky Derby. 3 weeks from today, we will be partying here at the South Point in the Exhibition Hall with the big Kentucky Derby party with handicappers Jonathan Ardoon and John Lindo, and hopefully you as well. Big, big exhibit hall that has huge movie theater type screens on all of the walls there and a bunch of small screens for all of the other races that happen on Derby Day 3 weeks from today as well. Betting windows, kiosks, you got food and beverage discounts. We're going to have a hat contest with the cash prizes as well and a lot of other surprises as well as they always do here at the South Point during the celebration of the Kentucky Derby. So make sure you make plans to be with us 3 weeks from today for the Kentucky Derby big party in the exhibit hall. And everything is free from the time you park your car to the time you walk in. Big banquet tables, too, so you can spread out all the stuff and bring your friends. Yes, you can all have a really great party here. And the first thing out of your pocket would be to either spend for food, drinks, or a bet on that Derby Day. And we start celebrating earlier in the week. On Wednesday, April 30th, we'll have our special Kentucky Derby preview show here on YouTube, only on YouTube. The Kentucky Derby preview show will be at 3 p.m. Pacific time on Wednesday, April the 30th. We'll feature handicappers Jonathan Ardoon and John Lindo, along with all of our other staff here and handicappers as well, just like we had last year, a stack full of show there, the preview show for the Kentucky Derby, and that'll be at 3 o'clock here on the YouTube streaming network. Then on Friday, Kentucky Oaks Day, the day before the Derby on Friday, and that'll be May 2nd, on that Friday, we'll have our usual annual Kentucky Derby seminar held here at the South Point in the Grand View Lounge, which is adjacent to the Racebook. That'll happen about 6 o'clock. We're going to start at 6 o'clock for the Kentucky Derby seminar. It'll be concluding after the races in Southern California and, of course, the big Kentucky Oaks Day racing at Churchill Downs. We'll go over the Kentucky Oaks, et cetera, and then take a look at the Kentucky Derby, and then I'm going to be pressuring our handicappers to give us any other horses that they like on Derby Day's card as well because we want to make money, don't we? And that'll happen in the Kentucky Derby seminar, and that'll be Friday night, the night before the Kentucky Derby on May 2nd in the Grand View Lounge. And that's free, too. So just come on out and start enjoying the great American, the greatest race in America, the Kentucky Derby, the most fastest 2 minutes in sports, the Run for the Roses, with us here at the South Point. All those functions, all those events will be free. And we ask you to come on out and join us. And me and Jonathan and John would love to see you guys out there with us. So come on out and introduce yourself to us. We'd love to say hi to you as well. And that is 3 weeks from the day to Kentucky Derby. And we have some late-breaking Kentucky Derby news for you. This is a day when we have a lot of this year, for some reason this year, we've had several defections already for the Kentucky Derby. Now, the leaderboard of the full 20 was put into place, obviously, after the last big weekend of racing. But a lot of things have happened. So here we go. You ready? Heart of Honor and Owen Almighty, which were in the top 20 in the Kentucky Derby leaderboard, are out. Heart of Honor, Owen Almighty out. As you know, we said yesterday that Owen Almighty will be going earlier in the day on Kentucky Derby Day and the Pat Day Mile at a mile. So they are out. That created two horses to be bumped in. One of those horses bumped in is Flying Mohawk. Now, Flying Mohawk has had all six of his lifetime starts on turf, and he is now in the Kentucky Derby field. Flying Mohawk in the Derby field. Also moving in now after that second defection of Heart of Honor is Grande. You remember Grande? That's the Mike Rapoli horse and Todd Pletcher. Second in the Wood Memorial recently. John Velasquez will get the mount on this horse. Grande is now in the Derby. Grande is in the Derby. Just breaking overnight, Flood Zone. Flood Zone is out of the Kentucky Derby. They have declared Flood Zone out of the Derby. That moves Matticat Road into the field. Bob Baffert's Matticat Road with Mike Smith aboard. Okay? And finally, sitting at number 20, and you can see it on the board right there, number 20 is now in, and that is Built. Built is number 20 on the list. So you have a total of four big defections that have changed the complexion of the bottom half of the leaderboard. And all I can say is that there could be more defections coming before we get to the Kentucky Derby, before we get to the actual race and the entries on Derby week. So those are the latest as far as the defections and additions to the Kentucky Derby field. And there's a lot of stuff been going on there. I'm interested to see what Jonathan Hardoon might have to say about that. But the Kentucky Derby, now the those defections and the horses are in. So from numbers 16 on down, with Flood Zone out, you got Flying Mohawk, Grande, Matticat Road, and Built now in the Kentucky Derby that was sitting on the outside. Neil Equus is the next horse up, sitting on the outside waiting to get in for the Kentucky Derby. That's the latest on the Derby scene and the Derby field for the Kentucky Derby. Quickly, I do want to mention that Aqueduct is going to pick up a day. They're going to pick up a racing day from those cancellations they had from the bad weather. Aqueduct's going to pick up a racing day on Wednesday, April 23rd. So on Wednesday, April 23rd, there'll be a racing day, a makeup racing day at Aqueduct in New York. As far as the weather is concerned today, all I can tell you is Aqueduct in New York, the track is muddy, has been raining there in New York. As we expected, we knew that the front would go through there. And right now, the front with the rain and snow in parts of the north, way back up in the northeast and Maine, et cetera, is happening right now. It's going through Pennsylvania, New York, of course, Vermont, Connecticut, and on up into Maine. So that's the bad weather nucleus. That's the bad weather pocket right now in the country today. As far as the rest of the country, it looks in great shape. So it's going to be fine for the rest of the country there. As far as temperatures are concerned, hey, we're getting into that spring into summer type weather here in Las Vegas. It's 74 degrees outside right now here in Vegas. We're going to get up to 91 today. But remember, it's always fast, firm, and perfect in the race book here in Las Vegas. Other temperatures, Miami is 82 degrees and sunny. As we say, New York, it's going to be raining. It's 42. They're going to top out at 42 degrees, but it'll be raining and the track will be muddy. Chicago is now getting some sunshine, but it's only going to get up to 59 degrees. As far as the hot spot in the country, you know where it's at. Phoenix, Arizona, 101 degrees today in Phoenix. And in Southern California, 78 degrees. And if they were racing at Santa Anita today, it would be a nice day of racing, but they're not. They will, of course, they're on their little one-week sabbatical. They'll be back with the Hollywood meet next week. As far as the finals in the Santa Anita finals, trainer Mark Glatt got his second Santa Anita title, training title. He had 31 wins out of 31 wins out of sorry, I take that back. 22 wins out of 31 starts. Yeah, for a win percentage of 25%. I'm sorry. I got to take that back. It's 31 wins out of 122 starts. You can't spill your coffee on the script, folks. That's all I can tell you. The correct 31 wins got him the title out of 122 starts. Still, it's a 25% ratio there for the win. Juan Hernandez, who's racing this week at Keeneland, became the leading jockey at the Santa Anita meeting. This was his eighth Santa Anita meet jockey title. Juan Hernandez, 53 wins out of 232 starts for a win percentage of 23% there. And as far as the owners, Redham Racing got the title for that. 12 wins out of 69 starts for Redham Racing. So that was the final there at Santa Anita. Sorry about that. Glatt, 31 wins out of 122 starts. All righty. Well, you know, today we've got the Lexington out at Keeneland and the Jenny Wiley, which is going to be a good race at Keeneland. And, of course, the almost walkover for Torpedo Anna in the Grade 1 Apple Blossom at Oaklawn Park. Taking a look at what happened yesterday around the country, and we'll start, of course, with the Keeneland Racecourse. At Keeneland Racecourse, we have yesterday's races, and let's see, third race. This was something to behold. The third race became a no contest in the race when ransomware fell, and the jockey Senhor was fell to the ground, and they couldn't get him off the track in time, and so the outriders went out there and stopped the riders as they were turning for home. Everybody pulled up, so it was no contest in the third race because of a spill. That third race became a no contest, and so for the pick four and pick five, that was an all race. The fourth race of the day, winner there was Caballero del Sala. Caballero del Sala gave Luis Saez his first win back after that spill the other day. His first win back in the fourth race at paid $16.50. Fifth race winner for Jose Ortiz, first win of the day for Safi Joseph, paid $7.80. Then came Luis Saez's second win of the day. He won for Chris Davis, paying $19.10 in the sixth race. Irad Ortiz Jr. Had his win for Jose D'Angelo in the Limestone Stakes with She's So Spicy. She's So Spicy wins the 5.5 furlong Limestone Stakes there and paid $6.30, outrunning Dreamway and Avenat, who finished third. And then the ninth race was the Grade One Maker's Mark Mile at a mile on the turf. Winner there was Carl Spackler. Carl Spackler wins for Flavian Pratt. Chad Brown, trainee there, paid $3.66. Appropriate, Carl Spackler, for the Masters weekend. This was his first start of 2025. He is now 8-for-12 lifetime and 2-for-2 at Keeneland. Carl Spackler wins with authority under Flavian Pratt. Finishing second was Integration, and Trickari finished third in that one. Final race, Jose Ortiz got his second win of the day for Sherry DeVoe, who finally broke a little bit of a slump there, paying $11.70. Pick six at the Keeneland yesterday paid $29,487.61. Oaklawn Park yesterday, remember we were talking about Skelly? Well, Skelly reported home a winner, and easy at that. This was an easy winner for Skelly in his return to the races. He was looking for his ninth consecutive Oaklawn win, and he got it in his first start of this year for Steve Asmussen and Ricardo Santana, paying the ridiculous $2.40. Has nothing more than an afternoon workout in that race. Run Classic finished second in that one. And at Aqueduct yesterday, well, it wouldn't be a day, I guess, without seeing Jose Lascano and Linda Rice visit the winner's circle at least once. Well, they did. In the third race, Lascano and Rice got together for the winner that paid $3.30. Manny Franco had a couple of wins on the day. They were back-to-back, winning the fifth race for Brad Cox at $3.70, coming back in the sixth race for Dick Dutrow Jr., paying $8 even. That sixth race winner was Jerry Jackwitz's pick on the show, Pam Pam. Pam Pam won the sixth, paid $8 even there, and the pick six paid a little bit over $12,000 at Aqueduct. Finally, at Gulfstream Park, a heartbreaker for us, and Jonathan Hardoon's pick. Jonathan Hardoon's nice pick at 8-1, just got nailed in the final jumps by Paco Lopez. Jonathan's horse, Imperatus, finished second, paid $7 to place. It was kind of like a Friday 13th for our handicappers yesterday, so we're looking ahead to see if they can break that schneid and get us some winners today. We have, of course, Jonathan Ardoon with us, Rich Eng, John Lendo, and Jerry J, and, of course, your racing menu. and all of the other late updates as it breaks during the show for this Saturday show, coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. Get on YouTube, get on our page, and start chatting away on the chat box. All you have to do is subscribe. Subscription is free, and they're chatting away today on the chat box. And so we'll go to our first break, and when we come back, your racing menu and Jonathan Hardoon. Don't go away.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Stay Las Vegas radio program, and we're going to get right to your menu for today. And remember that we always tell you that the racing menu has the first post time as they'll come out in the Pacific time zone. First post times are Pacific on the menu. So if you're listening anywhere else outside of the Pacific time zone, well, just do a little tweaking, adjust to your time zone. This way you won't miss anything. Like I miss mom and dad, okay? Here we go. We begin with Laurel Park. Laurel Park has 9 races today. They've got a pick 5 carryover at Laurel Park today, a regular pick 5 carryover. And that pick 5 carryover stands at $7,226. First post time at Laurel for 9 races set at 9:10. 9:10 at Laurel. Mahoning Valley Racecourse. Well, they got a mandatory today at Mahoning Valley. It's closing day. Pick 6 jackpot carryover at $23,027 will be distributed today, as the best tickets will chop that up, plus whatever goes in the pot today. Mahoning Valley Racecourse, first post time for the 8 races on this finale is set at 9:15. 9:15 at Mahoning Valley. Tampa Bay Downs has 9 races today. Tampa Bay Downs has a pick 6 jackpot carryover, $6,773. And Tampa Bay's first post time for 9 races set at 9:25. And then next we'll have Gulfstream Park. Gulfstream Park has 10 races. Their pick 6 jackpot carryover today is $509,167. Now, Gulfstream Park directly told us, the Gulfstream Park folks there said, that the mandatory payoff for the carryover for the pick 6 will be 1 week from tomorrow. May have been reported otherwise. I'm sorry. Tomorrow? 1 week from tomorrow. It'll be tomorrow. Okay. Tomorrow's the jackpot. That's right. Tomorrow's the jackpot carryover, the 13th. Correct. The pick 6 jackpot carryover at $509,167 is still the jackpot today. If it doesn't get hit today, then that carryover money, whatever's added today, and all the money that's punched in tomorrow will go into one huge pot. The jackpot provision will be off, and it's going to be distributed to the best tickets. Okay? Today it is not. Tomorrow is the carryover and the mandatory. The mandatory tomorrow, if it carries over, no matter what, it's going to be a mandatory tomorrow. The carryover today, however, $509,167. I say that because a lot of guys will be pushing, trying to get it today rather than waiting for the mandatory tomorrow. First post time at Gulfstream Park for 10 races set at 9:50. 9:50 at Gulfstream. Then we go to Keeneland Racecourse. Keeneland Racecourse has 11 races today, a couple of nice stakes races. The 9th race, of course, is the Lexington, a grade 3 at $400,000 for 3-year-olds. This has 20 points in the Kentucky Derby leaderboard, but it doesn't seem that the 20 points will mean anything because none of these horses that are listed that are running today, even with the win at 20 points, could bump themselves in unless something really drastic happens. Anyhow, the Lexington has 9 in it before any scratches, and the favorite at 2-1 is Praetor. Praetor with Flavien Prat. Praetor with Flavien Prat is the favorite in the Lexington. Then following that, the 10th race is the Grade 1 Jenny Wiley at a mile and 16th on the turf for fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and up. A field of 9 before any scratches. And in this race, the favorite at 5-2 is Excellent Truth with Flavien Prat aboard. Excellent Truth is trained by Chad Brown. He is going for his 8th Jenny Wiley win. And he's won 6 of the last 7 runnings of this race, Chad Brown. First post time for the 11 races at Keeneland is set at 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock, first post at Keeneland. Aqueduct, the big A. Well, the track is muddy at Aqueduct. It's really that simple. Muddy to sloppy. It's sloppy. The track is sloppy. Light rain, 38 degrees at post time. It is sloppy at Aqueduct today. 9 races. The 7th race will be the featured Top Flight at a mile and 1/8 for fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and up. A compact field of 6 before scratches. Alpine Princess is the 4-5 favorite with Florent Garreau aboard. First post time at Aqueduct on a sloppy racetrack is set at 10-10 at the big A today. Oaklawn Park has a dozen races. A couple of nice stakes races. The $500,000 Count Fleet Sprint at 6 furlongs is the 8th race. In that race, 7 go to the post before scratches. 3-5 favorite there is Booth with Eric Asmussen aboard. Then the 11th race is the $1,250,000 Grade 1 Apple Blossom for the older fillies and mares at a mile and 16th. 7 in the race. All eyes will be on number 6, Torpedo Anna, who is on the morning line at 2-5 with Brian Hernandez aboard. She packs top weight of 124 pounds in the Apple Blossom today. 12 races at Oaklawn and a first post time at 10:20. Turf Paradise has 8 races, 1 quarter horse race, 7 thoroughbreds, and 1 stakes race as well. First post time at Turf Paradise is set at 12:55 at Turf Paradise today. Their pick 6 jackpot carryover, $2,206. 12:55 first post, Turf Paradise. Evangeline Downs has 9 races. They've got a $60,000 stakes race in the 8th. Evangeline Downs' first post time is at 3:30. Charlestown, which canceled races 4-9 yesterday because of the conditions there, they have 8 races today if they go, and they are set to go as of airtime. There was no cancellation, so Charlestown will be back in business today. First post time is at 4 p.m. They have a $75,000 stakes race on their card as well. 8 races at Charlestown with a pick 6 jackpot carryover, $2,428. And a first post time of 4 p.m. there. And then we wrap it up with Los Alamitos in Southern California. Los Alamitos has a first post time of 6:05. They got a 1 thoroughbred race, 2 quarter horse combined thoroughbred races, 2 quarter horses and thoroughbreds at 1,000 yards, and 6 quarter horse races. The final race is a quarter horse stakes race at $40,000. First post time at Los Alamitos is set at 6:05 this evening. And that is your racing menu for today. Now time to go to Jonathan Ardoon standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
Well, you know, I'm getting confused with that Gulfstream carryover. You know, I knew it wasn't today, but it is set for tomorrow. We said about a week and a half ago, April 13th, and that is tomorrow, where the jackpot will finally be distributed from a carryover from the championship meet, from the cancellation.
Closing day, when they had to cancel because of the weather. And TVG's been plugging the pick 6 mandatory payout for today, and they're giving out bad information, and people are watching. And, you know, I hope they correct it before people spend hours handicapping and find out they did it all for nothing.
Well, if they play a ticket and hit it, they won't be for nothing.
That's true.
Good practice for tomorrow, anyway. Yeah. But in any case, a lot of defections going on in the Kentucky Derby. I mean, we've got exactly 3 weeks from today, and we've already got, what, 5 horses from the time that they started doing this?
Yeah. And unfortunately, you may see a few more. I mean, we called it during the week, Ralph. We said there'd be a few more, and there still may be a few more. So let's see what happens. And, you know, it's anxious times for people that are on the outside looking in, because not that they want anything to happen to any of these horses, but they want to get into the Derby at all costs.
Well, these things happen. You know, attrition happens, that's for sure. And we'll be waiting to see. We've got 21 days to go, I know, till the Derby itself. And remember, although they draw for the Derby earlier in the week, there's still a chance that horses can get scratched before the Derby actually runs after they enter the horses. So we'll wait and see.
Yeah, it happened to Rich Strike a few years ago, if you remember. He got in the Friday morning before the Derby.
Yep.
So he wasn't even on the, you know, when they were selling souvenirs, they didn't even have his name. So, but he did get in on the Friday before.
And he won the race.
Yes.
Not only got in, he won.
That's why we remember him.
In any case, we've got, of course, an interesting card today at Keeneland. I got to tell you, the Keeneland creates a little bit more of a difficulty in handicapping, but that track, that main track, has been so speed favoring, it almost got ridiculous.
Yeah, since all the rain they had, you know, the first day it was kind of even, but the last couple of days, you had to be 1-2 turning for home for the most part, or you had no shot. Yesterday, a first-time starter won coming from off the pace that helped juice up that pick six payoff, but for the most part, you have to be certainly up front.
Well, before we get to Keeneland, just a cursory look at the Apple Blossom at Oaklawn Park. I mean, Thorpita Anna, she's 2-5, expected just to have her way in the Apple Blossom. She is packing 124 pounds, but I don't see that as a detriment.
No, it's not that much weight. I mean, you know, some horses are in with, there's a horse in with 112 and 114. I'm playing a cold exact there to the number three horse, Free Like a Girl, who's 10-1 on the morning line. Try to turn a 2-5 into maybe a 5 or 6-1 shot, and that's the way that I'm playing the race.
And Free Like a Girl is 10-1 on the morning line with Florent Giraud, Julien Le Perrou aboard in Free Like a Girl. And of course, Thorpita Anna, that'll be a 6-3 combination. Thorpita Anna is the six horse there. And of course, earlier in the day, the Count Fleet Sprint has another big odds on favorite, 3-5 on the morning line for Booth. Looks like there'll be favorites winning the two big races today at Oaklawn.
Well, it certainly looks like it. Booth is in really unbelievable shape. The last two races this horse ran, lights out. I mean, you know, if the horse runs that, or either one of those two races, he's going to be very tough. Eric Asmussen for Steve Asmussen. So, must be interesting at the dinner table who gets to ride. You know, you got Eric, you got Keith, and you got the boss deciding who gets what. So,
well,
you don't want to piss off your father.
Yeah, well, knowing the Asmussens and their physicality, I doubt if either one of those jocks is having dinner with Dad, because they're probably on a very, very tight diet as far as to keep their weight, that's for sure. But in any case,
they're sitting at the dinner table, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
We didn't say they're eating, but they're sitting at the dinner table.
Having their glass of water or whatever, that's for sure. And all I can say is an embarrassment of riches. That entire Asmussen family, going back to even when Steve rode for
Cash.
A while. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Cash Asmussen.
Yeah.
Amazing family, that's for sure. All right, now we get to Keeneland. We got two big stakes races. The Lexington for three-year-olds, as we said, it does have Kentucky Derby points, but it's not going to really matter. But Praetor is the 2-1 favorite for Flavian Pratt in that race. But a lot of respect is going for a horse called Bullard from Southern California. Umberto Rispoli is going to ride that one today at 9-2. And some interesting prospects in the race to fill out the exacta and the trifecta. Could be a good betting race.
It is, and I also like Bullard, Ralph. Listen, he has three career starts all sprinting, and now he's going to stretch out for the first time. He's out of gun runner, so everyone expects him to get better with distance, and we'll find out if that's the case. You have two interesting horses in this race that'll probably be scratched. The 4, Rolando, ran back on April 7th. So what was that, 5 days ago? Mm-hmm. And Touchy also ran back on April 7th. So I would assume both of those horses are probably coming out, which will cut the field size down to 7. But I think Bullard is certainly the right play. Predatory, nothing wrong with this horse. It's Chad Brown, another one that has three starts. He's at least been a distance already, so it may give him a little bit of an edge, but he's going to be a lot shorter price than Bullard. I went with Bullard in there.
And officially now out of the races are the two that you just said. Officially, the four Rolando is scratched and the nine Touchy is scratched in the Lexington. The four and the nine are out, and you like Bullard.
Yes, sir.
And I missed the exact. What did you say for the exact again?
I was actually playing two exact. There's three with the two bracket Buster, who, by the way, ran a huge race at Keeneland last year when he broke his maiden, and a number seven Praetor. Three over two and seven.
All right, the three over the two and seven. Your big pick, though, there is Bullard coming in from Southern California. All right, now we get to the Jenny Wiley. This is going to be a good race, and this is a grade one race. It's very important for this division on the grass, the grade one Jenny Wiley at a mile and 16th on the turf. Now, Excellent Truth is the 5-2 favorite with Flavian Pratt aboard, and Chad Brown has been almost unbeatable in this race with his record in this race. But, you know, he might have a hard go this year.
Well, they paid $1.7 million for this horse, so obviously somebody thinks something of her, you know, and you made a great point. He's won this race seven times and six out of the last 7 years. It's kind of like Baffert does in Southern California with a lot of those stake races. So Chad Brown appears to own this race, but there's a price horse in here, Ralph, number eight, Sacred Wish. George Weaver sends this horse out. Johnny V rides. This horse is listed at way too big a price, 8-1. This horse, well worth the play if she's anywhere near that price.
All right, we have one scratch in this 10th race, and that's the four, Vina Arana, number four, Vina Arana, big 30-1 shot. Rispoli was supposed to ride, but that horse is scratched. The four is out of that race. And you like Sacred Wish, John Velasquez aboard, a nice fat 8-1. And boy, I got to tell you, we are owed one after that 8-1 shot just got beat at Gulfstream yesterday. Wow.
I thought we were getting up. We didn't do it.
Yeah. All right. So Sacred Wish is your pick in the Jenny Wiley. Now that we've got your opinions in the big stakes races today, it's time to go to work for the official picks.
Okay, let's go to Aqueduct. Look at race number 9, 7 furlongs on the main track. And by the way, it has not stopped raining in New York for the last 24 hours, and it continues to rain now, on and off showers. I like the number one horse in here, Master of Arms, a 6-year-old gelding from the Mike Maker barn. Florent Giroux, who's spending his day in New York today, rides 4-1 on the morning line. Number one, Master of Arms, wins today's 9th and final out at Aqueduct.
All right, we have one late scratch in that 9th race at Aqueduct. Take out the 2 Antonio of Venice, which was 7-2 on the morning line, is out. And you like the 1 Master of Arms, number 1 Master of Arms, in the 9th and final at Aqueduct. Where next?
Gulfstream, race 8, 7.5 furlongs on the turf, full field of 10. And I really like the number 2 horse in here, De Regresso, a 4-year-old filly from the Antonio Sanu barn. Draw a line through this horse's last race. She ran in the big race on... I can't remember the day.
Florida Derby.
Anyway,
was it Florida Derby?
Yeah, no, it was in the Pegasus Turf Classic. She was breaking from the 11 post that day. She had no shot in that race. Just draw a line through it. Now she returns.
We can draw a line through it as well. She is a late scratch. Number two, De Regresso, and number 8, Time Passage. The 2 and the 8 are late scratches in that 8th race at Gulfstream. So we have to do an audible.
Okay, let's go to race 3, number 1, Xenon, a 3-1, but this is a pick 5, pick 4, pick 3 single in the 3rd race today. Edgar Perez for Jennifer Young. I like number 1, Xenon, to win today's 3rd at Gulfstream.
There you go. Guys, on the fly doing that. By the way, in that race, we do have a scratch. That's the 8 horse, Honor Her, is scratched in the race. But Xenon is set to go, at least for now, a number 1, Xenon, is the play for Jonathan Hardoon, the alternate play there, the 1 Xenon in the 3rd. All right, where next?
Keeneland, race 4, I like the number three horse in here, Gold Brick, a four-year-old gelding from the Brett Calhoun barn. This is an improving horse, getting better with each start. He's been gelded since his last race. Ben Curtis reunited. This horse cuts back in distance today. I think he's going to get a good setup in here. I like the 6-1 on the morning line. Number three, Gold Brick, wins today's fourth race out of Keeneland.
All right, Keeneland, the fourth race at Keeneland today. In the fourth race, Gold Brick is a first start since being reported as a gelding. So the your horse is a first-time gelding in this race. In the fourth race, the three, Gold Brick, is your play in the fourth at Keeneland. Well, we got through that with just a couple of late scratches there, Jonathan. And you do have full sheets, Oaklawn, Keeneland, Aqueduct, and Gulfstream Park doing a yeoman's job there. Let's get off the schneid today, huh, my man?
Yes, sir. JONHARDOON.com. Thank you, Ralph. Stay safe. Be well. We'll talk tomorrow.
You got it, my man. Okay, we're going to go to a break and quickly, and then we'll get back to the show with our handicappers. Rich Eng's up next.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas' top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
All righty, back on race day, moving along. Now we go out to Rich Eng, standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, we're right in the weekend of Masters, the Masters weekend this weekend. I know you got some future bets in the Masters. And, of course, we got another interesting day of racing at Keeneland, where it seems that the speed has been dominant at Keeneland so far.
Yeah, the speed has been dominant. And, you know, a comment I made early in the meet, especially when all the rain was falling in the Lexington area, it was that track superintendents will seal the racetrack to try to keep the rain from seeping into the track. Yeah. That tends to harden things up a little bit. So I'm not surprised that the track is playing more towards speed.
Well, Richie, we're talking about the Masters. I think, did you give us all the Masters plays that you have so far?
Yeah, I sent in a list to Sean. I have got.
Oop. We lost Richie. Okay.
Well. I got offers listed, but the one that is very live, Ralph, is Victor Hovland. He's 4 under, and I got him at 75-1. So he's 4 strokes off the lead. That's who I'm going to be rooting for today and tomorrow.
Okay, and again, because we had you a little bit of a problem technically, got you frozen out of there for a minute. Again, the guy that you're most wanting right now, which is four.
Yeah, the one live golfer out of the four futures is Victor Hovland. He is 75-1. So he's -4, 4 strokes off the lead of Justin Rose. If he has another good round today, Ralph, sure. I'm going to get pretty excited going into Sunday.
Okay, you got it, my man. And so while we wait for Masters Sunday, how about a Richie pick on Saturday?
Let's go to race number 7, Ralph. This one's going to be kind of a leap of faith pick. It's a 6.5 furlongs, maiden special weight. And the angle I'm going to attack here is the fact that Luis Saez had ridden the one horse, who's the morning line favorite, Valiant Humor, for Brad Cox. But he jumps off the horse to ride a first-time starter for Brian Lynch, the number 7, Big Truzz. This horse has been working very well at Palmetto. He is the stable rider for Brian Lynch, uses him a lot of the time down at Gulfstream Park. I think he jumped off the one to ride, hopefully, a very live horse at a square price. So let's go with a first-time starter from Lynch, number 7, Big Truz, Luis Saez up in the seventh.
All right, and that is your leap of faith there. By the way, getting Flavian Pratt to ride the one horse is okay, too. But in any case, the reason for the play on the seven, Big Truz, the seven is, as you stated. So in the seventh race today at Keeneland, the seventh race is the seven. Easy to remember there. Don't forget, Richie's got a full sheet of Keeneland right now at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website. Hey, thanks a lot, Rich. Good luck at the Masters. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Rob. Good luck, everybody.
All right, you got it, my man. Final break, and when we come back, well, you know the deal. We got John and Jerry standing by. Don't go away.
If you're celebrating a special occasion or just love fine dining, you're in the right place. Come experience the crown jewel of South Point restaurants, Michael's Gourmet Room.
Welcome.
With over 600 different types of wines and magnificent dishes prepared tableside, you'll revel in the rich classic Vegas decor and the best black tie service in the world. This intimate gourmet room has earned accolades galore. Come to Michael's Gourmet Room for an unforgettable dining experience. Another famous restaurant is the Silverado Steakhouse, where you'll find the charm and service that discerning patrons require. From top quality steaks and chops to fresh seafood and desserts, you'll love the award-winning wine list and menu at Silverado Steakhouse. Steak lovers have even more options with primarily prime rib. Catering to hearty appetites, the menu features a variety of flavorful prime rib cuts, dry aged to ensure tenderness, and then seasoned and slowly roasted. Although prime rib is our specialty, it's not the only thing on the menu. There's something for everyone.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas, time to go out to Southern California where John Lindo is standing by. John, it feels very, very unusual. It feels kind of off that we don't have racing in Southern California on a weekend.
Yeah, it does. But, you know, this is something they've been doing for a few years now between this, ever since that Hollywood meet, Hollywood Park closed, and they added this meet to Santa Anita. They take that one break in between, kind of reset all the numbers for all the horsemen and the jocks and everybody, and give that turf course a chance to recover. And then we get on with it, and we go from starting next Friday through the middle of June.
Well, and I know that some of the riders that have been riding in Southern California are taking a week and applying their craft there at Keeneland Racecourse. I guess Juan Hernandez had a couple of winners there already.
Yeah, Umberto Rispoli's down there. Kyle Frey rides in the Count Fleet today for Doug O'Neill. They've got a horse Anarchist in there. So even though they're off this week, the guys are going to find a way to play.
And so are we. That's for sure. And that's why you have produced a John Lindo, Lindo's report, the Lindo report for Keeneland today. The Lindo report covering all the races, the suggested late pick four, and all that goody information we talk about in one comprehensive sheet. The Lindo report is found in only one place in this gaming capital. It's right here at the South Point in the race book, complimentary to you, free of charge, because they love horse players here. You getting ready for the big Kentucky Derby week here, John?
Looking forward to it. You know, they run the last prep today, although I don't think the Lexington will have any impact on the Derby field. But after this, now we just start watching works. Horses have to be into Churchill Downs by the 26th of April. So we'll see a lot of horses get their last work over that racetrack. That'll help. And they'll enter a week out ahead of time. And then we watch for the, like you mentioned earlier, the attrition rate of the regulatory vets and everything else that goes on. That is just a regular part of how races are conducted now.
And are you surprised that there have been quite a few defections already from the leaderboard for the Kentucky Derby?
No, not at all. Horses like Owen Almighty, I don't think he's a mile and a quarter horse. I don't ever think he was a mile and a quarter horse. I think the connections are doing right. And, you know, you need those kind of logical decisions. I'll tell you one thing, that Pat Day mile on the Derby undercard is going to come up really tough. A lot of those horses are calling audibles and going into that race. That is going to be one salty race.
No question about that. That's for sure. It's a fun race to watch, too, because it's a one-turn deal.
Yeah, it's a one-turn mile, and they just go fast from start to finish, and it makes for an interesting part of the handicapping card. And that's the thing about the Derby Day card. There are so many good betting opportunities. That's why we get out there and watch and wager there from the South Point.
John, you know, I could tell you that in looking at all of the stakes races that they're going to have the week of the Derby, they've really stacked a lot of stakes races. It's going to be not only Derby Day and Kentucky Oaks Day, two fine racing cards, but even going through the week, it's going to be really packed with a lot of competitive races and a lot of horses going for their division titles, et cetera, in the week leading up to the Derby at Churchill.
Yeah, they built around it. Thursday's now Thurby Day. They Thurby have a Day, big yeah. card on Wednesday, and I think they race on Tuesday as well. So it starts early, and it goes throughout the week. The one day they don't race is Sunday because they have to recover from the Derby Day.
Yeah, they're still cleaning out people and, you know, garbage out of that place the day after, that's for sure. In any case, we have two big races today at Keeneland. I know that your thought probably in the Apple Blossom is just about the same as everybody else. It looks like a race that Torpedo Anna should win with ease.
Yeah, she doesn't have to run her best race to win, and she's the speed of the race. And it looks like they had trouble finding some people, some fillies to run against her. As long as something doesn't go wrong, she ought to be awful tough in there.
The Lexington, of course, 20 points for the Kentucky Derby leaderboard, which means nothing because none of these horses in winning with 20 points can get in the Derby unless half the remainder of the fields, you know, drop out. But in any case, Praetor is the favorite at 2-1 there. And, of course, Bullard comes in from SoCal.
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure that Bullard really wants to route. I'm one of those you got to show me on this horse. I think he might be a late-running sprinter. Praetor won that one-turn mile comeback at Gulfstream like a nice horse. Mm-hmm. I think he's the controlling speed stretching out around two turns. And like John Hardoon said earlier, keep an eye on Bracket Buster. He exits some really good races, and he wasn't disgraced. If he's a better horse now at 3 than he was at 2, he's got a chance in here.
All righty. And, of course, the big race, the grade one, is the Jenny Wiley on the turf for the older fillies and mares at a mile and 16th. This seems to be a race that Chad Brown knows how to win. He's going for his 8th win in this race with the favorite.
But I tell you what, they're not going to hand him this one. This is a good race top to bottom. There's 5 or 6 fillies that can win this. I ended up picking Choicia, who comes in to make their U.S. debut, number 2 on the program. She beat Cinderella's Dream, who was 2nd in the Breeders' Cup Filly and Mare Turf at Del Mar last fall. She beat her down in Maidon City. I don't know where she fits here, but that kind of tells me she can run with these kinds of fillies and mares. And Sacred Wish, very sharp right now too. It's a good field, and it's a spread race for me in that rolling bets.
And you have a suggested late pick 4 on the Linda report, and that shows in that the ticket that you put together there. How about a pick, my man?
Let's go to race number 5 today, Ralph. In the 5th race, number 11 Warlander comes back off the layoff. Was last seen splitting the field in the Grade 2 Bourbon at Keeneland last fall. That race has already produced 4 next out winners. Drop in class, Lasix on, and the closers started to do a lot better on that grass course yesterday. I think the style is going to fit how the course plays. 10-1 on the program, number 11, Warlander, race 5, Keeneland.
5th race, the anchor race in the early pick 5 and early pick 4 at Keeneland. You like the 11, Warlander, the 11, Warlander. John Lundo's picking the 5th at Keeneland. Don't forget to get the complete Linda report for Keeneland today right here at the South Point. And only at the South Point. Hey, thanks a lot, John, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it, Ralph. Good luck today.
All right, we're going to wrap it up with Jerry Jackwitz coming in from, I believe, the East Coast. Jerry?
Yep, I'm definitely in Brooklyn. So.
Wet Brooklyn, I understand.
It doesn't get more East Coast than that.
It's wet out there, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It was wet yesterday. It's still wet this morning, but it's not raining, so... By tomorrow, maybe the track will be fast. So.
All right. Well, pick you sent us yesterday, Pam, reported home a winner at Aqueduct yesterday. So what are we doing today?
Well, we're going to go to the 3rd race today, Ralph. Number 5. Let me just click over here. My clicking is a little different.
Okay.
Number 5, Hot Rod Rumble. From Antonio Arriaga, looks like the right play to me. I think this horse is going to be loose on the lead, and that might be a real advantage today. And I like the form on the horse, really. I like his last race coming off a really good speed, and just tired today. He should be double tough going up in class. We should get the 7-2, maybe more, but I'll take it anywhere above 5-2. So I'll take the 5, Hot Rumble, with Ollie Madsen up, and play the 5 with, oops, I didn't write the numbers down. I'll get them for you real fast.
You give me the horses.
Z-Bear, the 4.
Okay, go ahead.
The 3, Perfect Flight, and Co-Conspirator.
That's the one.
The
all right,
one.
So in the third race, you like the 5, Hot Rod Rumble, the 5, over numbers 1, 3, and 4, and reverse third race, the 5 is your key. It's a feature play. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, Jerry, on his power page, just to tease you a little, has another feature play as well. So why don't you pick up that Jerry J's power pages, and of course you can get it at jerryjspowerpage.com.
And that is correct, Ralph.
Jerry, real quick, we got about 30 seconds left, but you said that you are scheduled to do a Kentucky Derby seminar?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Can I tell you where?
Sure, absolutely.
At Boulder Station.
Uh-huh.
On Thursday before the Kentucky Derby. I think we're starting at 1 p.m.
All right, 1 o'clock on Thursday. That would be, what, the May 1st? I believe that's May 1st.
Yes, I think that's May 1st. I don't have my calendar in front of me.
All right, so you'll be there doing the Power Page Kentucky Derby Seminar.
That is correct, buddy.
All right, you got it. Well, make sure you bring your galoshes with you and your umbrella for today, and hopefully the weather gets a little better there in the great Northeast as well, especially for next week, as sure. And, Jerry, we'll definitely talk to you tomorrow. But as we wrap up the show, I want to remind everybody that we'll keep you posted as far as we can get the latest on the defections into the top 20 in the Kentucky Derby. And as our experts say, there may be very well some more going on, because we've got 21 days, 3 weeks from today until the Derby. Let's get started with the getting Derby fever and getting enjoy the Kentucky Derby here at the South Point and the big party here. In the meantime, Jerry, say it.
Have a great race day.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at kshp.gov.
Shorts. I am Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. Some NFL news, starting off with the Cleveland Browns as they sign veteran quarterback Joe Flacco to a one-year, $4 million contract. Flacco also spoke with the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Minnesota Vikings, but opted to spend his 18th NFL season with the Cleveland Browns, where he won NFL's Comeback Player of the Year award in 2023. Texans star nickel cornerback Jalen Petrie have agreed on a 3-year, $39 million contract extension deal. NBA action on the scoreboard. The Pistons get an at-home W over the Knicks, 115-106. Pacers defeat the Cavaliers, winning 114-112. Hawks on the road against the Nets take it, 133-109. Bucks get a W against the Pelicans, 136-111. And the Timberwolves win over the Grizzlies, 141-125. Lots of games on the ice on the NHL scoreboard as the Blue Jackets get a W against the Sabres, 3-2. Blackhawks with a big win over the Bruins, 5-2. Panthers take it over the Red Wings, 4-1. Rangers on the road against the Islanders win big, 9-2. Capitals and Hurricanes all the way into a shootout. Capitals come out on top, 5-4. Jets win over the Stars, 4-0. Canucks get a W against the Avalanche, 4-1. Predators in Utah in a shootout. Predators take it, 4-3. Golden Knights win at home against the Kraken, 2-1. And the Kings get a big dub against the Ducks, 6-1. That's your Sports Shorts, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows